in the morning, or Yontif in the morning, when the Kiddush is to say a Boru Priyagofin, are you allowed to make the Boru Priyagofin for somebody else? Even though you already made Kiddush already, and your friend now wants to make Kiddush, he does not know how to make a Boru Priyagofin, are you allowed to make the Boru Priyagofin for him? Mahu, here it's a suffix. Kivan the Choyvu, since there's a Choyv Tit Matzen to drink the Yayin because of Kiddush, Mapik. Therefore, as Aravis, since you have a chiyuv tita matzah or to make kiddush, and you don't know how to make the bracha, so the chayv is upon me. I'm allowed to make the bracha for you. Or Dilma, maybe no bracha lav chayvhi. This bracha itself of hamoitz lechem in oretz, that's not the chayv of the mitzvah. The mitzvah true is tita matzah. So you're not allowed to eat the matzah without making the bracha first. But the chayv, the actual mitzvah, is not making this bracha. Therefore, maybe since it's still called the Brichas Hanena, I cannot make the bracha for you if I'm not eating matzah right now. That's the suffix. Or I can't make Kiddush for you unless I plan to drink the wine right now. So Tarshima, come and bring your proof. To Yom Ravashi, Ravashi said, Ki Avinim Bei Rav Papi, when we were by Rav Papi, having Mekadosh Lon, Rav Papi used to make Kiddush for himself first. To Ki Avi Yossi Arisa Midavro, then when his Oris, the people that work for him on the fields, I don't know if they were actually working right now, maybe they were just there looking over something. But when they came back from the fields, having Mikadishlu, he went to make Kiddush for them a second time. And Vice says they knew for sure that he did not drink from the wine. He only made Kiddush for them and they drank from the wine. So you see, you are allowed to make a Boru Priyagofin for somebody else. In other words, since it's called the Birchas HaMitzvah now, since the Boru Priyagofin is the Tzorach, the Kiddush, because that's the old Kiddush to make the Boru Priyagofin, you're allowed to make Kiddush for somebody else. Even though you already did the mitzvah, you're allowed to do the mitzvah over again, because this is called the chiyuvain for him to hear Kiddush, or like on Pesach B'nayit, for him to eat matzah. Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa says like this, La yifras adam prusa l'yorchin. The same halacha, when you're cutting bread, you should not give bread to the guests, el'im kem oichli mohim, unless you eat with them. In other words, purus here means to make a bracha. In other words, if you give the guests bread, you're not allowed to make the moitzi for them to make the bracha on the lechem, a moitzi lechem in oretz, unless you're also eating with them now. But again, if you're not eating right now, only they're eating, so you're not allowed to make the bracha for them, since it's not called the brichas hamitzvahs, there's no chayiv teeth right now. Just since they want it, they have to make a bracha first. They have to make the bracha, you can't make it for them, since you're not eating right now. But if you have young children in your house that there's a mitzvah chinuch upon, then when they eat the moitzi, if they do not know how to make the bracha, you're allowed to teach them how to make the bracha. Even though you're not eating lechem right now, you're only making the moitzi for them, you're allowed to make the moitzi for them. As mitzvah chinuch, you're allowed to be mechanech them to teach them how to make the bracha. Over halal of a megillah, mashenkein, whenever we have to say halal, or else on Purim, when we lay in the megillah, is afa pishu yotza moitzi. Even though you already said Hala once, or you already heard the Megillah, if you want to lay the Megillah now for somebody else that did not hear the Megillah, you're allowed to make the Bracha, because this is called the Brichas HaMitzvahs. There's a Chayv upon the person to hear the Megillah, and since he has a Chayv, if he can't hear it, the Chayv is upon you, so it's called Yomachuy Bedova. You're allowed to make the Bracha on the Megillah for somebody else. Yehadrun Alecha Ru Yebezdin. Sati Mishnah. Yomtiv Shechal Liyay Yomtiv Sherosh Hashanah. Shechalias b'Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, Bamikdash, this is a question what Bamikdash means. Rashi learns it means Mamish in the base of Mikdash itself, because Mamish had the base of Mikdash. Hoyetoken, they were allowed to blow the shofar even on Shabbos. Avolev in Medina, but not outside the base of Mikdash. Rashi learns not even in Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim was also to blow the shofar when Rosh Hashanah came out on Shabbos. What about Mishacharav base of Mikdash? Let's say once the base of Mikdash was Charav, then his king Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, made a takana like this: she yotoykin b'chol mokum sheish by bezdin. He made a takana that you're allowed to blow the shofar b'chol mokum there is a bezdin. Any place you have a bezdin, you're allowed to blow the shofar. Omer Rabbi Lezer says no. Lo hiskin Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai elu biyavne bavad. The takana was only b'mokum there's a Sanhedrin gedola. The Sanhedrin gedola, one of the goals we'll learn about later, was it went to Yavne. So when they, after the churban of the Beis Hamikdash, the Sanhedrin Gedola was in Yavne. So only in Yavne, only by the Sanhedrin Gedola, that's where they were allowed to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, but not any other bezdin. Omru loy, the Chum said back to Rabbi Lezer, no, echad Yavne v'echad komokam sheyesh by bezdin. It doesn't make a difference in the Beis Sanhedrin Gedola. Any place that there's a bezdin, you're allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos. So Rashi learns, that the Blaz is saying that you need the Besdin Agodl in Yavne, but not the Besdin Shel Esra Meshloisha, not the Besdin of 23. So Rashi's Mashma, according to Chom Sheet, that it says any Besdin, any place, you need the Besdin Shel Chav Gimel. But a Besdin just of three people, they for sure cannot blow the Shofar. Other Rishonim learn, not like this, other Rishonim learn that according to Chachamim, any Besdin, even a Besdin Shel Gimel, they're allowed to blow the Shofar on Shabbos in front of the Besdin. Alright, turn over. Then the Mishnah says weiter, V'oid zois hoiso Yerushalayim Yisera Yavne. There was another halacha, another case, that Bismanli had the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. The blowing of Shofar on Shabbos was a big halacha al Yavne, over rather after the Churban HaBayis when they blew the Shofar just in Yavne. What's the Chiddush? Shekol ir shehi roya. Any city, even if it's not in Yerushalayim itself, it's right outside Yerushalayim. But from that place you could see Yerushalayim, or else v'shemas, you could hear the Shofar that was blown in Yerushalayim. Ukroiva, it was close by, it was in the Tchum Shabbos. V'yechol alavoy. And the Marvel explained that means there wasn't a river dividing you and Yerushalayim. In other words, you were able to go from that place to Yerushalayim, taken, they were allowed to blow the Shofar on Shabbos also. Not only in Yerushalayim itself, but any place close to Yerushalayim could also blow the Shofar, bizman the Beis Hamikdash was kayim. Uv'yavne, mashenken after the Churban HaBayis, when the Yoni blew the Shofar in Yavne, then, l'hoyetoyken el bebezdin bovad. You're only allowed to blow the Shofar in front of Besdin itself, and not any other place. So the Chura, this end of the Mishnah, according to the Rashi, it's a little bit of a kasha. Rashi learned at the beginning of the Mishnah that when you had the Beis Hamikdash, you could only blow the Shofar in the Beis Hamikdash itself. Abu Leibim Medina means not in Yerushalayim. In the rest of Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to blow the Shofar. And the end of the Mishnah is Mashmano V'yoyd Zayis Hoy, so that when you had Yerushalayim, we had the Beis Hamikdash, you're allowed to blow the Shofar in the whole Yerushalayim, and even in a city outside Yerushalayim that's very close to Yerushalayim. So, Mepharshim went into Rashi like this, to say that we'll see in the Gemara there's a difference. The first 6 hours of the day, that was a time when Besdin used to sit. Bizman Besdin then shew any place in Yerushalayim, and even right outside Yerushalayim, then they could blow the Shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Mashenken, after the Zman of Besdin, after the first 6 hours of the day, then you're not allowed to blow the Shofar in Yerushalayim, only in the Beis Hamikdash itself. That's what I think the Tzeis Yontif wants to answer Rashi Shita. However, the Rambam Shita is much more meduyik. The Rambam learns that after the Mishnah says Bamigdash, it doesn't only mean the Beis Hamikdash, it means in the whole Yerushalayim. Bizman, the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim, any place in Yerushalayim, and even the end of the Mishnah means even a city right outside Yerushalayim, they were allowed to blow the Shofar on Shabbos. That doesn't mean Abulay B'Medina, that means outside Yerushalayim. Outside Yerushalayim, a city that was far away from Yerushalayim, there they're not allowed to blow the Shofar on Shabbos. So that's the way the Rambam learns the Mishnah, like him, it's more Madri. Now the Gemara says, Minohan Emili. How do we know this, that on Shabbos we do not blow the Shofar? Omar Rebbe Levi bar Lachmo, Omar Rebbe Choma bar Chanina. The Havamina right now, it's a Pesach, it's a derisive Tik Halacha. Because we have a steer in the Pesachim. Kosov Echreime, one Pesach says like this, Shabbosoin Zichra and Trua. That Rosh Hashanah is only called the Zichra and Trua, we remember the blowing. Mashma, you have to rest, you don't blow the Shofar. That's on Shabbos. For Kosov Echreime, another Pesach says no, Yom Teruah Yilachem, this is a day of blowing the Shofar. Mashma, you have to blow the Shofar. So Mar says, like Kashi, there's no stira. I tell you, can be Yomtev Shechal Yus B'Shabbos. The first pasuk means when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, that then tak you do not blow the Shofar. It's only a zikaron, you just remember the Shofar. Can the second pasuk that says Yom Teruah, that there is a mitzvah to blow the Shofar, can be Yomtev Shechal Yus B'Chol. That's talking about Yontif that comes out in the middle of the weekday. Then, like now, we blow the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah. So the Havamina so far, it's the Yerais, it's Midi Yerais, that on Shabbos you do not blow the Shofar. Omar Rav says not like that. In Midi Yerais, if you want to tell me it's Midi Yerais, the Pesach says not to blow the Shofar on Shabbos, if so, B'migdash Hechitakinen, how does our Mishnah say that in the Beis Hamikdash you're allowed to blow the Shofar? If it's also Midi Yerais, so why in the Beis Hamikdash did they blow the Shofar on Shabbos? The Yod, another kasher is that Stam and Svara it can't be Yosem of the Raisa. Because Salav Malachi, blowing the Shofar is not one of the Lamates Malachis. The Yitzhak Karola Mutter, the Pesach should say that it's also. The Tone of the Vei Shmuel, because we learned in the Vei Shmuel, like this, the Pesach says, Kol Malecha Tavoy de Lois Asso. You're not allowed to do a Malacha, one of the Lamates Malachis you can't do on Shabbos. Yotzet Sa Tkiya Shofar, but it goes out of this cloud, blowing the shofar. That's not osim adiraisa. It's not a malacha. Or radiyah sapas, who are then taking the bread off the oven. They used to bake the bread in the oven. They used to put the dough on the sides of the oven, and it used to be a chokhmah to know how to take the dough off the oven itself. So radiyah sapas, taking the dough or the bread off the oven, she chokhmah. These things true with something hard to do. It's called a chokhmah. It's a wisdom to do it. But we ain't a malacha. It's not osim adiraisa. It's not called a malacha. It's not one of the lamates malacha to do this on Shabbos. So b'kitzer, it can't be osim adiraisa. Adiraisa for sure. You're allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos. Say hello, my Rava. Rava said like this. True. Midiraisa misrashori. True. Midiraisa, you are allowed to blow the shofar even on Shabbos. So that's the first posik says, Shabbos and Zichron true, it's only Nesmachta, that's not really Pshan the posik. Havadim and the Raisa, you're allowed to blow the Shofar on Shabbos. For Rabbonin, who the Goz Rebbei? It's only in Yisim and the Rabbonin said not to blow the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. What's the reason? Ki the Rabba, like Rabba says. The Yomar Rabba said, Ha'akil Chayovim B'Tekia Shofar. True, every single Jew, every single Zohar has a Chiyav to hear the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But we ain't hakol b'kiyum b'tkiya shofar. Not everybody knows how to blow the shofar. So therefore, if you're allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos, there's a gzera we're afraid. Shema yitlenu b'yodoy. Maybe a person will pick up his shofar, take it in his hands on Shabbos. V'yelach etzel haboki lilmoid. And he'll take the shofar and carry it to the boki, to his rebbe, that he should teach you not to blow the shofar. V'yavirenu dal ramas b'shus rabin. And we're afraid to come to carry the shofar through the shus rabin dal damas, which is an issi diraisa, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Even though you're allowed to blow the shofar midiraisa, but you're not allowed to carry the shofar. So Rabbi made it zera to say no blowing the shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, because we're afraid people will come to carry the shofar through the Shus Rabban Dal Damas. And behind the time of the lulav, behind the time of the Megillah. This is the same reason why we don't take the lulav on Shabbos, and the same reason why we don't lay the Megillah on Shabbos, because we're afraid people will come to carry the lulav or carry the Megillah through the Shus Rabban. Therefore, Rabbi made a takana not to blow the shofar, and not to take a lulav, and not to lay the Megillah, even when Purim comes out on Shabbos. Right, then the Mishnah says that Mishachoru Beis HaMikdash, after the Churban HaBayis, Hiskin Rav Yochanan Metzaki, made a takana to blow it in Yavne. Tana Rabbonin, Pam Achas, it once happened that Chal Rosh Hashanah Lias B'Shabbos. It happened that Rosh Hashanah came out on Shabbos, V'yokola Orim Mishansim. All the cities came together, they came to the Sanhedrin, they came to the Bezdin, they asked them, should we blow the shofar or not? Omalem Rav Yochanan Metzakeh, Rav Yochanan Metzakeh said Lebnei Beseru to Bnei Beseru. Rashi says, Bnei Beseru, he was a God Lador. So he asked them, Nitka, as if to say, let's go blow the shofar now. We're the Bezdin right now. So in front of Bezdin, you're allowed to blow the shofar even on Shabbos. Omruloi, so the Beseru didn't want to blow the shofar so fast. They said, Nidin. Let's sit down, let's think if we should make a gzera b'mok and bezdin or not. The Rashi says, Nidin, let's think into it. Im yesh ligzer af b'mok and bezdin shem yitlenu. Maybe even b'mok and there's a bezdin, still it should be also to blow the shofar on Shabbos. Because maybe we're still afraid people will come to carry the shofar. Omru lehem, Rabbi Yochanan Metzake said, no, nitka, let's blow the shofar. V'yachakach nidin, and then we'll clash shalos, then we'll think into it if you should make a gzera or not. So the ma'aseh was, they blew the shofar, and li'acha shetoku, after they blew the shofar, li'acha shetoku, omru lo nidun, now Ben Beserah came back again and said, okay, let's think into it now, let's make a din terek to see if you did the right thing by blowing the shofar, not on Shabbos. Omru lehem, so Yochanan Metzake answered back and said to him, kva nishmo keren b'yavna, you should know the bezdin right now where we already blew the shofar. And the klal is, v'yein meshivun li'acha ma'aseh. Once we already did it, you can't take it back, we don't ask any questions about it. And Rashi says, because as the Ginayu, it's not a nice thing, to make us consider like we make mistakes. So in other words, with the Rabbanan, once we did it, once Bezdin did something, it's considered done already. So this is the way Rabbi Yochanan Metzake got his takana to be accepted, as if to say, you are allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, b'mokim Bezdin. And b'frat here, in where there's a Bezdin Nagodol, for sure, that's where you're allowed to blow it. Omar Rebbe Lezer says in the Mishnah, Lehiskin Rabbi Yochanan Metzake Ela B'Yavne. True, Rabbi Yochanan Metzake only made a takon in Yavne where the Sanhedrin Gedoler is, Bavad. Omru Loi, the Chom said back to Rabbi Lezer said, no, Echad Yavne V'Yechad Komokim Shesh B'Bezdin. It doesn't only have to be in front of the Bezdin HaGodol, but any place, Rash Shittus, any place that has a Bezdin Shachov Gimel, it could be a few of them, and all these Bezdin, you are allowed to blow the Shofar on Shabbos. For the Gemara Omru Loi,
Haina Tanakamba, like in the Mishnah, there are two people that say you're allowed to. The Tanakamba, first the Mishnah says, B'chol Mokim Sheesh Bezin, you're allowed to. Then Reb Lezer said, no, only in Yavne. And then again, the Chachomim said back to Reb Lezer, any place. So Chur, the last Chachomim is the first Tanakamba. So what do we have to have like two people for? So Gemara says, no. Ikir B'nai, there's a difference. Beidina Dakroi. If you have a Bezdin that's not permanent, it's only Akroi. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So Rashi says, Latana Kama Takinyan. According to the first sheet in the Mishnah, even a Bezdin Akroi that only sits down sometimes, also, since it's a Bezdin though, you are allowed to blow the shofar there on Shabbos. V'etana D'yomruloi, Mashenka, the second Chachom in the Mishnah, Sova, they hold, no, Echad Yavna V'yechad Komokim Shesh B'Bezdin. They say, true, you don't only need Yavna, a place where you have this in Hedru Gedela, but any other Bezdin, but I'll call upon them, it has to be Bezdin Kavua Dumi Diavna. It has to be a Bezdin Kavua that always sits, a Bezdin that's always there. It has to at least be Dumi Diavna. Yavna, true, with the Sanhedrin Gedela. They always sat there. Any other place that has a Bezdin Shechov Gimel, as long as it's Kavua, it's a permanent place that they're always there, they're allowed to blow the Shefer there on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. Here. Verse says weiter. Omru lo yechad Yavna vechad komakum shesh b'Bezdin. The Omru Rapuna said, the im Bezdin. That's that you're allowed to blow the shofar. It has to be im Bezdin. Rashi says it means, hu de takinin. You can only blow the shofar im Bezdin.